What's the weather in Los Angeles? The skies are always blue there. Are they not? Tim Schulberger, here of the Canberra Times via LA. Tim?
Yes, they are. They're blue today. They actually, we had a little bit of rain earlier this week, a little tiny bit, so they're not always blue. But you want it blue on today, which is, for anyone under the age of 10, the greatest day in the calendar year.
It's Halloween in America.
It is, it is. And I have two princesses currently at preschool who cannot wait to get the gowns on and start begging for candy from total strangers.
Are you going out in the spirit of the event in full costume? Going out dressed maybe, I don't know, as the ghost of Jim Jess in your Richmond jumper or something? I don't know, those speak people.
You know, I could come up with, like, the most obscure Australian costume ever, and everybody would look at me like, what?
Just carry a big knife and dress like Crocodile Dundee. I don't know. Something like that.
wandering around the neighbourhood with two little girls carrying a large knife. That's a good tone for Halloween. Give me candy.
Oh, dear. A big week in sport in the States with the end of the MLB season, the start of the basketball season. So it's crossover time.
Yes, last night was one of those rare nights where there was basketball, baseball, ice hockey, and of course we're in the football season, and we're in the college football season. The only thing that was missing is college basketball, which of course this morning came out with their sort of preseason list of teams just because they felt left out, I think. So yeah, big day last night, and then now, thank goodness, the baseball's gone.
Hey, back it up, buddy. What do you mean?
Well, I'm hoping that now some shaving can take place. That's really all I want. I don't. By the end of the World Series, I was like, just get it over with so they can shave. I can't watch these bearded men anymore.
It's funny how many people got hung up on the Boston Red Sox beards.
Oh, my wife looked at me. I didn't realize I was saying it. Apparently, it was about every 10 minutes I would be saying something about the beard. Like, how do they get the beard to do that? Or how annoying is that beard? Or this beard isn't very good on HDTV. And I mean, it's like, please get rid of the beard. And she's like, just shut up and watch the game.
What is that living on David Ross's face?
What was that living on half of their faces? I mean, seriously, it's like, what is that? It would, and please make it go away. So congratulations, though. Congratulations to Boston. I will say, after I thought about it for 2 seconds, that there was a thing on National Public Radio this yesterday about how kids in Boston are staying up late because they're watching the World Series. And one parent said 6 or 8 months ago they were staying up late because there was a bomber running around and they weren't sure what was going on. Now they're staying up because of the World Series, and that is a much better reason for kids to stay up late.
And it seemed to be the driving theme throughout the entire Boston Red Sox season, from the opening day to the first game, literally 24 hours after the bombings and all the way through. So it was a special day there, no doubt about it, last night. But the NBA is back, and we've had some mixed results. Lakers surprised the Clippers in an LA. Do they call it a derby? A derby? What is it? A crosstown smackdown? What do you call it there? Here it'll be, you know.
Yeah, like, yeah. Something like that. Well, what's interesting is it's sort of odd because they share the venue. So they both play at exactly the same. They both play at the Staples Center. So it's kind of like it's just this weird. They change over the banners when it's a home game in inverted commas. They like the Clippers want to cover up the Lakers banners and they take them down and put different things up. And then when it's a Lakers game, they have different print on the floor and all that. But it's essentially the same joint. So not even crosstown rivals. It's kind of like, you know, they're both playing at home. But, yeah, the Clippers are expected to dominate, which is really bizarre hearing me say that.
Yes.
And the Lakers are expected to be very average. And the Lakers popped out and beat them in game one. And then flushed with that success, the Lakers went up to play the Golden State Warriors up in Northern California last night. And the Golden State Warriors are very average. And they got thumped by 30 points. So it's going to be that kind of season for the Lakers. And they are currently minus Kobe Bryant. And I know you're going to ask me, when's he coming back? And he said the day before the tip-off of the first game, he said, and I quote, "I have no idea."
So he's out for the long term.
Well, or he's going to be back tomorrow. I mean, with Kobe, he's that kind of a guy, really.
And not missed by you at all. Now, in the NFL, Jonathan Martin, starting player for Miami, left out of the team. And it's one of these issues that's now talked about widely here in Australia, depression and the emotional well-being of sports people. We do have an open dialogue about that now here, and it's an accepted part of the sport that people do need to deal with this and be treated as a clinical condition and not judged because of it, because sport can be pretty cruel on its participants. What about in the States with this young man?
Well, it's interesting. He apparently, the word out of Miami is that his teammates tried to prank him on Monday during a break at the cafeteria, and he sat down and they all got up and moved and sat to another table. And that was sort of it for him. He threw his tray down and stormed out of the facility, and no one's seen him since. The word is that he's seeking professional help. He's with his family. They're listing him as questionable for this weekend, but he hasn't practiced all week, so he's not going to. Apparently he's had some sort of an emotional breakdown, so he is being treated. How it's being handled, I mean, it's being handled sensitively, I suppose, but there's nowhere near the kind of dialogue here about that kind of condition than there is in Australia. We football players are supposed to be men, and it'll be interesting to see what happens with this. I mean, remember a few weeks ago when the guy said he was ADHD and he got cut. So it's one of those, it's one of those issues that they do talk about. They've been talking about it in football more for players who have stopped playing because they're dealing with the head injuries and how that's causing depression and all that other stuff. Haven't had a lot of it with players currently playing, so it'll be interesting to watch.
Absolutely. It's certainly been a discussion, as I said, that has become quite sophisticated in Australian sport, the understanding around the emotional pressures on young professional sports people and their mental health as being as important as their physical health. So interesting to see how it's dealt with in the States. Now, I know that you are a petrol head because I have seen the photos, Tim Schulberger. I've seen you dressed in a racing car suit recently, standing alongside an open-wheel car. So I know that you feel the need for speed. Have you ever driven a NASCAR truck?
No, I haven't. I've driven a NASCAR car.
Yes.
And the open-wheel thing was awesome, by the way. I didn't go as fast as I did in the NASCAR car, so that wins currently. No, I haven't. The truck is like a pickup truck. And the truck series in NASCAR is sort of that area where it's sort of old-school rules. Like, people, they bash into one another a lot. These trucks seem to be a lot more sturdy.
This is just the Dukes of Hazzard, isn't it? This is what you're talking about.
It's what, sorry?
The Dukes of Hazzard.
Yes, it's much more of that. It's a bunch of sort of redneck drivers or old drivers or drivers who are never quite good enough to get into the professional leagues. They certainly don't fly in private planes. It's sort of the roughhouse of the league. And they didn't disappoint last weekend. They had a bit of a race, and Kevin Harvick, who actually races in the professional, in the proper NASCAR league, he was driving a truck, and he got spun around by some guy named Ty Dillon, and then there was a bit of a crash, and then he chased him down the track and tried to bash him in the car, not running around, and tried to knock his truck into the wall while they were on the yellow. Then they came into the pit, and then apparently one of the crew members for Ty Dillon was so incensed, all the crew sort of mobbed Kevin Harvick's truck as he was cruising past. And one crew member decided to throw a sledgehammer at the truck. And he has been, today NASCAR announced that he has been suspended indefinitely because they said, look, punching's okay, pushing and shoving's okay, sledgehammers, not okay.
Good to find where your limits are, isn't it?
It is. I just think, how many other sports can you have that sort of equipment that you could hurl in anger at the moment? But it's lovely to see. When you see the footage, you don't actually see the sledgehammer flying. You just see the guy coming back and picking it up.
There you go.
What's that doing out there on the track?
It's good to have some tools handy for when you need them most.
Well, I think it's great. Whenever anybody says that motor racing is a singular sport, I think this man with his sledgehammer just shows you how passionate the guy who takes the tyre off can get.
Good to talk to you, Tim. And
this
one's for you and for him. Peter Gabriel sledgehammer. Tim Schulberger from the Canberra Times on the line from Los Angeles. Grandstand breakfast.